BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1. I'm on a train from Norwich to London right now, eating a sweaty sausage roll. Here's today's podcast from Radio 1's Academy in Norwich. It was well good. I've got to go now because the conductor's about to check my ticket. Okay, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills. We're in Norwich today. Had a lovely trip up here, didn't we, yesterday afternoon, Chris?
It was very nice.
Very pleasant.
I mean, you fell asleep and the normal thing happened. The people that were sat in front of us kicking away again.
Was I kicking?
You were kicking hard.
Was I?
You actually were, yeah.
Was I thrashing around?
You know when you had that little nap?
Yeah.
Did you notice that when you woke up, everyone sort of left the area around you?
I wonder why that was.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awkward, isn't it?
It's really bad.
I thought I just did that on planes.
No, trains as well. Kicking away.
Oh, wow. Sorry for everyone that I was thrashing against in Coach F. So we're here at the Radio 1 Academy in Norwich. It's buzzing. And we've got Innuendo Bingo coming up in half an hour with actual Leona Lewis.
Mm.
She's got a new song out. She's a veteran of the Radio 1 Academy. She did the first one 4 years ago in Hackney. So we'll see how she's getting on. And she's going to kind of lead it with you today. And about 20 other people who are going to be sat around on the orange chairs that we have, perfectly placed for Innuendo Bingo in about half an hour. They're starting to lay the sheeting down.
So many people wanted to do this today at the Academy as well. So many people wanted to come play Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah.
So it was kind of hard because I helped choose some of the other people that are going to be there today.
Did you handpick them?
It was, well, kind of. Yeah.
Based on what?
Based on how enthusiastic they were for Innuendo Bingo.
Cool, okay. So that's happening at 1:45. Oh, there's like four ladies putting the sheeting out.
It's going to be chaos.
It's going to be amazing. If you haven't heard of the Academy before, basically we go to the host city of Big Weekend every year and we put on a whole week of Q&As. I did one earlier about the day in the life of Nick Grimshaw with Grimmy and his team, which is fun, actually. We do workshops and loads of events with people from the music industry and people from radio and TV to kind of inspire you and maybe even get you a new career. So today, all our daytime DJs are in Norwich. We had a live lounge earlier from Nothing But Thieves. Fern's got more live lounges this week from the Academy. If you're not in Norwich, though, there is loads and loads of stuff for you on the Academy website. Just put Radio 1 Academy into any search engine and you'll find it. At the moment, we challenge Tamwire from EastEnders to show how to cry on demand.
I need to see this. Big Tamwire fan.
Yeah, I know you love Tamwire.
I love Tamwire. I wasn't aware this was on the website. I need to see this.
Yes, it's the cast and crew of EastEnders, and they kind of shared all their secrets about what it's really like to work there, and also how you can get into that kind of industry. Maybe you fancy yourself as a director, or a scriptwriter, or producer, or actor. There's loads of advice for you. Head to the Radio 1 website, click Academy, and watch Tamwire cry on demand. It's brilliant. Over some burnt chips.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Steve's been on saying, can you get Chris slapped in the face by an actor again? That happened this time last year at the Radio 1 Academy in Glasgow. To explain, we were doing a masterclass on acting with some of the cast and crew from Waterloo Road. And that girl, do you remember the actress, properly hit you around the face?
She proper slapped me.
Yeah. How can she slap?
But, I mean, that's not an acting masterclass then, in my opinion.
She was teaching you how you do, like, you know, like on TV where they hit people, they don't obviously do it. She was teaching you how to do a stage hit.
Yeah, well, it's funny you sent me to that one.
Yeah, and I didn't know that was going to happen.
Of course.
I love Norwich. Amazing. I arrived in my room last night, sausage on the pillow.
Did you have that as well?
Oh, did you have it?
I got a sausage on the pillow, but I couldn't. I mean, what's that about? Is that a sign?
I think it's a Norwich thing. So I woke up and it was a sausage fest. But like, I mean, in my bed.
It's not. I mean, I'm sure it's nothing threatening. It's not, you know, like a horse's head sort of situation.
No,
it's
I don't
just
think
a sausage
so.
On the.
Just a sausage.
Is that
on the
what
pillow.
They do? Is that a Norwich thing?
Massive frankfurter on the pillow and a bottle of wine.
I
they
bet
know
you
me
boshed
well.
It as well. I bet you had it.
It was cooked.
Yeah, it was.
Was
yeah.
yours cooked?
Yeah.
Where's yours?
It's in my bag.
Where's mine?
In my belly.
You've obviously eaten it.
That's right. Sausages and wine, brilliant. Welcome to Norwich. So, Leona Lewis has arrived. Hi, love. And we're going to be playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 with the amazing Leona Lewis. You, Leona, and about 20 other people at the Radio 1 Academy. You're looking forward to it? Are you, though? It's going to be crazy because we've got so many people. Don't be scared, it's fine. Just a few clips, just a bit of water, it's all going to be good. That's happening at 1:45 today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Coming up, Innuendo Bingo with Leona Lewis. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
You're right.
I'm good, yeah.
Welcome
good.
Back to the Academy. You're
Thank
one of
you.
Our ambassadors in 2012 at yeah. Hackney, the first Academy we did.
Yeah, it was really good, actually.
And you're kind of like, you know, you're just like a regular part of the Radio 1 Academy now, so welcome back.
Coming down, hanging out with the kids.
Now, if you look behind you, Leona, you will see a lot of people in kind of Pacamac style outfits.
Well, I just started hearing like loads of rustling.
Yeah.
And I look behind, yeah, and everyone's basically covered in plastic.
That's going to happen.
It's
so
quite weird, isn't it?
It is a bit odd
because normally already.
Yeah, because normally it's just you and another person.
Mm.
But today it's you, Leona, and loads of other people at the Radio 1 Academy. It's going to be absolute chaos. I can't wait. You won't be able to watch it live, but you will be able to watch it later. We'll get a video, and it's well worth watching. So can I just say, this is your first song since One More Sleep, isn't it? Your first
yeah.
Give Me a Cereal.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Oh, thank you.
It's like my favourite Christmas song.
It is
so
yeah.
good.
Thanks.
You know how much I love it.
Did you just say my favourite Christmas song at the moment?
No, I mean generally.
Okay.
Yeah. So you've got Fire Under My Feet coming out, which
yeah.
is brand new. We're going to play that. First time we played it on Radio 1.
Yeah.
So many people are talking about it and saying, oh, it's about Simon Cowell.
I know. Everyone yeah. kind of has their speculations on what it's about. But I've had a lot to write about the past couple of years. You know, I've had a lot of change happening. And it's kind of throughout the whole record is the same kind of theme of kind of what I've been going through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it about Simon Cowell?
I've definitely, yeah, there's a little bit about the, not specifically that, but the whole situation with Psycho and my previous label and
right.
stuff.
Okay. Yeah. And so it's kind of like, it's like the new album is really kind of, you've been really hands-on with it. It's quite honest. It's quite emotional.
Yeah, because I switched labels. I'm with Island now. I was with Sony for a very long time.
Yes.
And we had an amazing, you know, time together, but it was kind of that time to leave, and yeah, I'm really, really happy with where I'm at right now.
Okay, and you wrote this song, you co-wrote it with a guy called Toby.
I did,
Toby Gadd, and he's worked with John Legend and Beyonce.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you know what he's written before?
So the All of Me was one of Toby's songs.
Sure.
Yes.
Just a casual All of Me.
Casual, that little one.
Wow.
So I teamed up with him. I wrote with him actually quite a few years ago, so I've known him for a while.
Mm.
And he's just wicked, and we did like most of the album together. So.
Cool, okay. We're going to play it now. It's Fire Under My Feet. If you want to get ready. Ready yourself for Innuendo Bingo, Chris. It's a big one today.
So you're aware of this game. Have you seen videos of
seen
this?
Seen it.
Okay.
Oh. But it looked much more raw, the ones
yeah.
that I saw.
Yeah.
There's like plastic and glasses involved
right,
this
okay.
time.
Have you bought a change of clothes?
No.
You haven't?
See, this
I've got
is
a bomber jacket,
era.
So I was going to like just tuck everything in.
It gets really wet, Leona.
And then I can take it.
Okay.
We might be able to get you a poncho. Maybe we can make
can
an
you
exception.
Borrow me
but
a poncho,
slightly cheating.
Everyone else has got one down there, so we'll try and borrow you one in a minute.
Yeah,
it would be kind of
one.
Bad if Leona couldn't get one, wouldn't it?
Like,
okay, let's play Fire Under My Feet and then get ready for an epic Innuendo Bingo live at Radio 1's Academy in Norwich.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now let's play Innuendo Bingo live from Norwich.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Whenever we do Innuendo Bingo at the Academy, like we did last year in Glasgow, it's one of my favourite things because there are so many people sat in front of us now. Hi, everyone! This is amazing! Loads of people are wearing kind of waterproof goggles and waterproof clothing. And Leona, we have managed to secure you a little poncho there, if that's okay. You're all right? All good. So we're about to play Innuendo Bingo. How's it looking down there, Chris?
I mean, it's just chaos here. Everyone's in these ponchos. It looks kind of creepy. One thing I've got to say, everyone's only got one cup of water, so you're going to have to ration slightly. But then I've got a box, which me and Leona are just going to refill constantly. Because, Leona, you're going to get wet.
Okay.
Sound good?
Are you okay, Leona?
I'm all right, yeah.
You sure?
I'm ready.
Okay. It does get wet.
It's quite surreal, this.
It is a bit odd. You're about to spit on Leona Lewis.
Yeah.
It's quite weird. Think about your job, please.
Yes.
Okay, so let's start with a classic, everybody. At the Academy in Norwich, if you could just put your water in your mouths, please.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Is this happening?
This is awesome.
So let's start with a classic. It's from a play on Radio 4 Extra, where a man is having a conversation with his wife. Now, in a long marriage, it's important to kind of keep things fresh. which is why the husband here has just bought himself a webcam. All right. Although the wife doesn't sound that keen on the idea, really. Are you ready? Here we go.
There is something a little bit impertinent about it, I think. Watching every moment of their private lives.
Oh, you'd soon forget your scruples if you could watch your own little tits getting bigger every day.
Leona, there is a no... there is a no...
oh, this is good.
There's a no-hands rule, which means if it's going to come out, it comes out. Wow, ready for extra there.
Oh, you'd soon forget your scruples if you could watch your own little tits getting bigger every day.
Turns out the husband's plan was to put the webcam in a bird's nest, because there is a bird, of course, called a tit, as we all know. And how's everyone feeling there? Wet yet? Yeah, it's all good. Is this your, like, dream to play Unida Bingo? It's quite exciting. Yeah. OK, we cross to Radio 4 now, where in the aftermath of the election, Baroness Shirley Williams shares some of her wisdom. And even though the Baroness is a respected party elder, she's not forgotten the frustrations of being a novice politician.
If you're a new or young politician, it's extremely difficult to get your end in.
Oh, wow. Oh,
Baroness Shirley Williams.
It's extremely difficult to get your end in.
Yes. Thank you, Ollie, for emailing me that clip. If you've got any more, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Let's take a big, big gulp of water for the next one.
Do you need more?
Okay. Oh, no, we've run out of water. Get Leona some water immediately. Let's go to BBC Two's Inside the Factory from Thursday. And reporter Ruth Goodman has gone to experience the tough physical challenges of working in a Victorian dairy. It was actually a very fascinating programme. What? What happened there, please, Chris? Explain. For people that can't see.
I don't know. She just kind of went over my leg for no particular reason.
Leona, what are you doing? Sort it out.
I'm just watching everyone.
It's really fun.
Oh, no, the problem is when one person goes, it sort of starts
it's
a
like
chain reaction.
It's a domino. It's a ripple effect. Anyway, back to the challenges of working in a Victorian dairy on BBC Two. I had no idea about all the duties that milkmaids had to perform.
After churning until my arms ache, I'm starting to realise what a difficult job being a dairymaid would have been.
So we are hitting now the 2.5 hours, and it's still not come.
Two and a half hours. I'd have given up a long time before then. Who knew it took such a long time to make butter?
2.5 hours, and it's still not come.
How's it looking down there, Leona, Chris?
It's good. It's wet. We're having to refill cups. It's That's the situation I'm going. Do you know the weirdest thing, Scott, is that there's also an audience all around this innuendo bingo right now.
I know. There's an audience. And also, is that a lady coming through the crowds with some kind of water dispenser?
Yes, that's happening.
Wow. There's water in a box. Incredible. Like wine in a box.
The arena tour could be on after this.
I think the arena tour is getting closer and closer, isn't it? Okay, so now we're going to water, please. More water. A brilliant clip from last week's In Yona Bingo with Sam Fares. And let's go to BBC One's Homes Under the Hammer. Now, it's really important to know how much you can afford when buying a property. This couple have some big decisions to make, and I kind of hope the struggle to pay doesn't lead them to do something they might regret.
Are they planning to sell or let it? Time will tell if they need to prize open Anne's purse a little bit wider.
That's great. That's my favourite new one.
Are they planning to sell or let it? Time will tell if they need to prize open Anne's purse a little bit wider.
Poor Anne. Everyone all right over there?
Oh, it's getting wet, Mills.
It's getting wet now, isn't it? OK. Are the glasses helping, Leona, or actually not?
No, they're not. I feel like I'm going to take
them off.
Should we get rid of them?
Video coming later. Back to Friday now on BBC Two for an island parish. Now, in this traditional community, it's good to know they've not lost touch with ways of life that date back centuries. Here's a very useful old technique that I'm actually going to put into practice as soon as I get home tonight.
Secret to picking them is actually sort of almost milking them and finding a
bunch, and then just very, very gently, just rubbing them off almost.
I can't wait to try that at home.
Oh, no.
Definitely the best way to pick wild plants there.
Just rubbing them off almost.
Yes. Ruth and Whitley Bay, along with Bruce and his wife, wanted a shout out for spotting that clip. Everything all right?
Leona's got fantastic spray.
She's good, isn't she?
Really
You've never
good.
Played this before, have you, Leona?
Well, I did practice a little bit.
Oh, you've practiced?
You've been practicing over the last
that.
Couple of years.
In a mirror. What
you've been up to.
Next, we go back to the weekend just gone on BBC Radio 2. And Lisa Tarbuck is reading out some emails from her listeners. Now, at Radio 2, they employ someone specially to check all the messages before they reach the presenter. But sadly, on Saturday, that person seems to have maybe had a nap or something. Chris, you can't laugh at just the music. Well, everyone else has gone now as well. Water, please. Here we go. Try and get through this. Not even funny. It's just a song on Radio 2. Come on. Here we go. Ready? Chris! Stop leaking over Leona Lewis! So sorry. And now someone's come up from behind as well, because there's an audience. Come on. Get it together. Here we go. We can get through this one. Lisa Tarbuck on BBC Radio 2. More water. There's a water dispenser. This is brilliant. There we are. Give it to Leona. There we are. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Ready.
Water, please. Radio 2.
Particularly lovely version. Big up to my wife Annette, please. Big up Annette. She spent the afternoon perched on top of my gentleman's lodge.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Adam and Worcester, for that one.
She spent the afternoon perched on top of my gentleman's lodge.
Apparently the the gentleman's lodge was the name for that listener's shed. It's such a good show, that. Almost there, everybody. Everything okay?
Control mills.
What's going on?
Well, we're losing control. Everyone's just getting wet.
I know, it's chaos down there. Okay.
We got. You go really far.
Well, that's the problem. Is my spray is going past Leona and actually now attacking other people.
Well,
but it's all part of the fun.
Good aim, though.
Cheers, mate.
Now over to BBC Radio Northampton, and they're searching for clues in the middle of their exciting programme, Treasure Quest. Now, as we join the team, they're losing precious time to a simple misunderstanding about two words. See if you can make it all the way to the end of this clip, please, because it's quite a challenge. It's just a simple confusion between two words. Here we go.
Bright or rough, you'll find it here.
How are you spelling rough?
R-O-U-G-H.
Okay. As opposed to the R-U-F-F, the old rough that you used to wear around your neck in Tudor times.
Wasn't that a muff?
No, a muff's something you put both your hands in.
Yes!
So good.
Just a simple confusion between two words.
No, a muff's something you put both your hands in.
Wow. And one more, everyone, on Innuendo Bingo with Leona Lewis. One more. Okay. While we're in the world of BBC local radio, let's go to an all-time classic from the grande dame of Innuendo Bingo herself, BBC WM's Caroline Martin, 95.9, who has a travel update for all of us and also a problem in one of Worcestershire's more poetically named villages.
Yes, you are right, everybody that is texting through about the travel situation at Bell End. We do have issues there, but I'm sure that Liz will update us on the goings-on at Bell End at 2 o'clock this afternoon. I hope that it's all running clear and smooth.
Oh, Caroline, you've done it again.
The travel situation at Bell End.
Yes. And that was today's Innuendo Bingo, live from Radio 1's Academy in Norwich, with Leona Lewis. That was incredible. Thank you so much, Leona. Good work. Thank you so much for coming in. Did you enjoy it, Ish?
Oh,
Ish.
Ish, yeah. Thank you, Radio 1 Academy. Video will be online later for you to watch. That was epic. The Scott Mills Daily. So many people have been on about innuendo bingo with Leona. Probably wasn't a good idea to eat my lunch while listening to bingo. That's from Meg. I need to see this, says Megan in Colchester. We'll get a video for you later. Innuendo bingo, awesome today with Leona. That's from Tom in Plymouth. Also, Dell was loving it. Best innuendo bingo, says somebody else from Plymouth. I can't cope, it's too funny. And also, Aidan and Tanya listening on a study break saying, where's the video? We couldn't bring it to you live today, but we will bring you a video very soon. You okay, Leona?
Yeah.
You still look fabulous. Don't worry, it's all fine. That was a great bingo today.
2.5 hours, and it's still not come.
Yes. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. We're from Norwich today at the Radio 1 Academy. People just popping in to say hi. Loads of Q&As going on with pop stars, and there's some live lounges, and people from the music industry and TV and radio, and also, like, gaming and vlogging. So, like, you know, you could get a new career just by coming down here to Radio 1's Academy. It's on all week. So I did a talk earlier, like a little Q&A session. I hosted it. And it was called A Day in the Life of Nick Grimshaw. And it wasn't really about his life. It was about... Well, no, it did actually get into his life at some point. But it was about, like, you know, how they produce and make The Breakfast Show every day. And that's going to be online a bit later. Our big boss, Ben, was there.
It was really good. I thought you did a very good job of hosting it, actually.
Grimmy's team as well. Yeah, Grimmy was on full Grimmy form as well, which he has been all the way to the train station yesterday, on the train. And last night, full 100% Nick Grimshaw.
I went along to your talk. I thought it was very good. I mean, I snuck out after about 20 minutes.
I didn't notice. Where did you go? Because it was halfway through a Grimmy anecdote, I noticed. It was like, so I started in like 2002, just like making tea on that. And then you just went.
Yeah, because I assume that I'll be able to read this in his book whenever it comes out. And
sure.
I've read your one and stuff. So at that point, I felt like, look, I'm just going to move away from this, go have a little look around the academy.
Thing is, it was bright lights on the stage, but I could see you. I really could see
you.
And I saw you walk out.
I assumed it was that showbiz thing where the bright lights are on you so you can't actually see anyone in there.
No, saw everything. So thanks for walking out. It was a real vote of confidence halfway through an anecdote.
You say that. It's probably a good thing that I did leave, because I had a little look around the academy and I came across this area where there's a load of 3D printers.
What even is that, please?
This has blown my mind. So what they do is there's a few of them here. And you can put in literally anything for this thing to print, and it will make it, you know, it will make a 3D version of that thing. So, I mean, it could be anything. You could print a brick if you wanted to. It blows my mind.
Is that what those things are downstairs at the academy?
Yeah, so they're printing little robots at the moment. And I got chatting to the guy who makes it. So what they do is they make it ever so gradually. So let's say you were making a little human doll.
Yeah.
Right? It would start at the feet. And just over a period of hours, this thing will print, and it will print a 3D doll.
That's mad.
It's incredible. So think of the possibilities. So I got chatting to the bloke who's making it, and he was like, well, what would you print if you had the chance? So I was like, well, do you answer this honestly or not? And I answered it honestly. Unbelievably, he let me have a go on it.
What are you printing, please?
Well, I don't know if I should say. I don't know if I've done a bad thing.
Because what have you done?
We're currently 2 hours in on it printing, and all we've achieved is the base. I mean, what would you like to? I can tell you it's purple.
It's purple. And it's getting bigger all the time.
We're about an inch into the base currently.
Right, okay, good.
But it seems to be printing the whole thing, so that's happening right now.
Right.
So
when will that be ready then?
Hopefully by the end of the show, we will have achieved the full length that is required.
Sure, required.
Right. But I don't know if we've done a bad thing.
This is why you should never leave my side at things like this.
The bad thing with it is there seems to be no way to stop it. Because it's just...
Once it's started, it doesn't stop.
Yeah, it's going mad for it. This little machine's going at it, you know, slowly building this thing up. And
inch by inch.
The funny thing is, people keep looking around the academy and going and having a look. And they're saying to the guy,
no.
What is it? And he's not sure, because I was left to program it. And but it's slowly revealing itself.
Well, once again, we're making a great impression here at Radio 1's Academy.
Literally, in this case, in 3D.
That's right, in 3D. It takes hours, but it'll be worth it.
But, you know, actually it will. And it's been at it for 2 hours now. We've got the base sorted, so people will slowly realise what it is.
Soon enough, you'll realise.
And it's me. The Scott
Mills Daily. Oh, wow, I've just seen you've had a picture taken with the thing that you're printing on the 3D printer.
Yeah, I'm going to put it up on Twitter, and then I'm sure Radio 1 Twitter will retweet it. But it's impressive so far.
Only like a couple of inches, though, if that.
Yeah, it takes so long to print now because it does it ever so gradually, by bit. But we will get there.
When it's finished, though, it's going to be beautiful, isn't it?
I think so. I want to party and party and party and
never miss a beat. So we're in Norwich because we're about to bring Norwich Radio 1's big weekend. Oh, it's so exciting now. So next week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, the week before it happens at the weekend, Grimmy is going to be giving you the chance to introduce one of the biggest acts in the world right now on the main stage at Earlham Park in Norwich. So every morning we'll focus on a specific artist, kicking off on Monday with 5 Seconds of Summer. So if you love Five Sauce, make sure you listen on Monday. Tuesday, it's all about Rita Ora and introducing her. Wednesday, we're calling Fall Out Boy fans. And Thursday, we will be looking for someone to introduce Taylor Swift in front of thousands of people and millions around the world listening and watching.
It's just an incredible prize, this, isn't it?
You can't buy this. Even the richest person in the world cannot get to do this. So the phone lines will be open between 6:45 and 7:45, starting on Monday morning. We'll ask you a couple of questions about that day's artists. But most importantly, you need to, and this is the embarrassing bit, but it'll be worth it, you need to perform your on-stage introduction when you call up and speak to one of our fabulously beautiful operatives. If you meet the criteria, then you could go on to the live on-air final. You might go to the lives. All important terms and conditions, which I love. You will only have 30 seconds to do your introduction. You will be live on the main stage in front of a lot of people and even more listening and watching. So we're looking for entertaining, creative and engaging introductions. But keep it clean, please. Nothing blue. You must be over 16 to enter. Anyone under 18 will need to be chaperoned by a guardian aged 18 or over, and you will receive a pair of guest tickets to the event on Saturday the 23rd and Sunday the 24th of May, and we're going to throw in travel and accommodation for you and your plus one. So Monday, 5 Seconds of Summer, Tuesday, Rita Ora, Wednesday, Fall Out Boy, Thursday, Taylor Swift. Want to introduce any of those? Listen from 6:30 Monday and all next week to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw.
BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend, Norwich.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here from Radio 1's Academy. Loads going on today right in the centre of town in Norwich. It's very exciting.
Mm.
You know the hotel we were staying in last night?
Yes, yes.
Did you find them a bit weird?
No, I thought they were really cool. In fact, I thought they were really, really nice to us.
I was just getting a few, like, funny looks as soon as I arrived.
I don't know what you mean,
particularly,
mate.
This morning as well, but then that's kind of understandable.
No, I felt they were very hospitable, if that's the word to use.
We were staying in a hotel that rhymes with West Bastard, and as soon as I arrived, they were just being a bit, you know, like if you ever lose your temper at work. And then you go in the next day and everyone's kind of like dancing around you a bit and like making sure everything's all right. Like,
oh, okay. I had the opposite. I was treated like a king.
I was as well. But I felt that they almost were a bit scared of me.
Right.
And I don't know why, because you know me. I'm very, very easy to get along with. I don't lose my temper.
Well, I got there slightly before you. So no, I don't know. I can't really imagine what that would be. Maybe you're being paranoid.
Right. I mean, obviously, I can't wake up in the morning after a couple of drinks, but that's a different story. And they had every right to be angry. But last night, not so much.
Mm.
I don't understand it. Yeah. Like, so at one point, one of them called me Mr. Salamander, which is my old Strictly...
It's your code name, wasn't it?
Do you remember, before they announced the lineup to Strictly, I've said about this quite a lot on air, they used to call me Salamander in all conversations. Mm.
Have we said this on air yet? Or is this an exclusive?
I went for a medical one time, and they were like, I'm here for the medical for Strictly Come Dancing. And they're like, what's your name? Scott Mills. No, we haven't got you on the list. Salamander? Oh, yeah, there you are. Floor four.
Taxi for salamander.
Yes, taxis would arrive with salamander in it. It's like, this is ridiculous.
That's not suspicious.
A taxi driver... Why would you do that? A taxi driver was like, is that really your name? I was like, no, it's a code name. You just feel like an idiot.
Do you know what? I did call them last night.
Oh, right, so it is to do with you.
I did call ahead to the hotel before we got there.
Why?
Well, because you know what you're like. If you're honest with yourself, you can be... ever so slightly difficult.
That's not true.
You're a man of quality. You have certain demands. Things have to be done right. And as your friend,
not again.
I often feel like I represent you on this show at times.
What have you done?
So I thought I would call ahead and just make sure everything's ready for the salamander himself.
We're going to play this now, are we?
And if you're saying that they acted a bit weirdly with you, this may have been why.
Right, so it's completely 100% to do with you.
Yes.
Okay, let's play it. Go. Oh no, I don't like it.
Good morning, Best Western Dawn speaking. How may I help you?
Hello there, my name's Mr. Dinesh. I represent a very important guest that's going to be staying in the hotel tonight.
Right.
I'm sure you're aware of the situation. He should be under the name Salamander.
Let's have a look. We've actually got all the proper names in, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's only us who sees it anyway.
Okay. You are trustworthy, aren't you?
I am 100%. I can share you.
I'm authorised to tell you then that his name is Scott Mills.
Yes, I've got that here.
But from now on, if it's okay with you, we'll just refer to him as Salamander.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So yeah. I just need to check a few things ahead of the Salamander's visit.
Yes.
The room that he's staying in, is it the presidential suite?
No, it's not. But it's one of our high-furbished rooms. We've already got somebody else staying in the suite.
In the same room? That's going to be a problem.
Oh, no, not in the same room. We've got a luxury suite, which someone else is staying in who's important. And Mr. Salamander is in a room further down the corridor, but it is one of the high-furbished rooms.
Okay. Does it have one of those... Hello?
Hello, I'm still here. Sorry, yes. Does it have what, sorry?
Sorry, you're breaking up.
Sorry, is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah, does it have what, sorry?
Does it have one of those mini toilets, you know, the bidets?
No, it doesn't. None of our rooms do. Not even the luxury suite.
Okay. Does it have a well-stocked mini bar?
No, none of our rooms have bars.
No worries. Will there be a butler?
We have porterage on hand, and there's people who can, if he wants anything, then we can look after him.
Yes.
And the bar is going to stay open till 3 a.m.
Yes, that's very important for the salamander.
Yeah, that's fine.
That looks really strong. Now, can I ask you a favour?
Yes, of course.
All right, it's a bit of a sensitive issue surrounding the salamander.
That's okay.
There's one thing that will embarrass the salamander, which would be good to clear up before.
That's right.
So the salamander gets very embarrassed if he thinks people can hear him when he's going about his business in the bathroom.
I understand, yeah.
You know, when he's sat on the throne.
The throne, yes.
I mean, have you ever had any problems with being overheard?
No, none at all.
I know this sounds long-winded, but it'll save so much trouble on the day.
No,
so it'll just be
fine.
Good to get this sorted now, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Can I request that a member of staff goes to the room that the salamander's going to be staying in and just drops a sausage into the toilet? Whilst maybe someone stands outside and listens.
Right, okay.
It's just to check that the sound doesn't travel.
Right, okay, I can do that, yeah.
Can we do that now?
I can't do it at the moment, but I can do it and perhaps give you a call back.
Are you able to go to the room and then call me back?
Yeah, just give me your number.
Do you know what? I can wait. It's fine. I've got emails to do.
All right, okay. You just hang on and I'll do it now.
This is like the worst one you've ever done.
At this point, she actually put me on hold.
This poor lady.
I couldn't believe that she was going to go do the sausage thing.
So you've now asked her to go to the toilet that I'm going to be staying in the room, and drop a sausage down the toilet to see if it can be hurt when it lands.
It's good, isn't it? I was on hold for a little bit, though.
I can tell. Listen. How long were you on hold for?
I mean, it was a couple of minutes.
Well, she's dropping a sausage down the loo, that's why.
Well, look, we've got more of this call to come. If you want to play a song in the meantime.
Okay. I don't like it. This poor lady at the West Beston.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, this is not cool.
Well, it is. I mean, think of it like a service, if you will. Isn't it nice that I'm there to represent you when you're... I think of things for you at times.
So you've just asked a lady in the hotel that I was staying in last night, without my knowledge, to drop a sausage into the toilet just to check it can't be heard.
You're a demanding guy. So she's put me on hold. This is the last we heard of her.
Unofficial Mills have been on Twitter. Have you seen that?
No.
They say concerned that you may have eaten that sausage. It's true, because when I arrived last night, there was a sausage in my room. Have I just eaten that? Did I eat that after a couple of glasses of wine last night? I fear that I may have.
This is a situation.
They're just taking that out of the loo.
And put it on your pillow.
That's why there was sausage on my pillow. It all makes sense now. Oh. It said 92% pork. Okay, right, so we're going back to the call now.
Yes,
after you so being on hold for like a minute.
They put me on hold and went to fulfil my request.
Oh, no. Okay, brace yourself, everyone. This is going to be cringe. Your cringe glands will flare. Just to warn.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I'm back again. Sorry it kept you waiting.
That's okay.
So
basically, if it's okay, can I just request that a member of staff... drops a sausage into the toilet bowl while someone else stands outside the toilets?
Yeah, I've just gone up with the general manager and it's absolutely fine. He didn't hear nothing.
It would just be really helpful just if you just use a leftover sausage from breakfast or something like that.
Yeah, it's all been done for you and no one heard anything.
Oh, you've done it?
Yeah, we've done it.
Can I trust that this really has happened?
Honestly, yes, it's all happened.
So the manager stood outside the door?
Yeah, and I dropped the sausage and he didn't hear nothing.
It's good to hear.
All right, sir.
And it was a leftover sausage, wasn't it?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Don't want you wasting your sausages.
Oh, we wouldn't. Don't worry.
Just to check, what type of sausage was it?
A normal pork sausage, I think.
Brilliant. Okay, well, I'll pass that on to the salamander.
Okay, appreciate that.
Oh, did it float?
No, it sank.
Good to hear.
Bye. Bye.
That was awful. That poor lady.
I dropped the sausage. He didn't hear anything.
The salamander didn't hear it. She referred to me as salamander throughout.
Oh.
Yes, the throne.
Well, explains the odd looks.
Yeah, thanks for that very much.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're at the Academy in Norwich and here's Yawny Nick Grimshaw.
Hello. How are
you? How are you?
Yeah, really good. How are you?
Yeah, right. Why is everyone wearing sunglasses?
I don't know. Chris Tuck just put his sunglasses on, so I just thought I'd put my sunglasses on so we look like an 80s pop duo.
I've lost mine.
Oh, no.
Who's stolen my glasses?
Did you leave them in the wine?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
no.
No,
you haven't left it in
everyone
the hotel.
Everyone keeps saying to everyone that I've run into today at the Academy, is like, were you in the hotel bar as well last night? And I go, no, I went to bed. And they're like...
What do they mean, as well?
That's what they... Well...
Legendary stuff went down last night, it seems.
Apparently
really.
You and Greg gave me the big one. That's what the rumour is, that the Academy is rife. Apparently, and I quote, it was crazy up in there, is what people are saying.
In there?
In there. That's what people are saying.
Then you know it's been a good night.
Yeah.
When everything rhymes with there.
There.
Off of Nelly in 2003 there.
Exactly. That's what people are saying in Norwich.
Yeah. So, good afternoon, Nick.
Good afternoon,
good to
Scott
see
Mills.
You. I enjoyed our Q&A session that we
it was
did
great,
earlier.
Great, wasn't it?
Here at the Academy. I thought you gave very good and concise answers.
Did I not?
No, you did.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, okay.
Paranoia's kicking in.
No, I thought you had a clip of one then that was going to be like 45 minutes long. No, it was really good. I love being asked about myself.
Yeah, it's great. It was talking about you for like a whole hour.
Great.
It was brilliant.
I thought it was going to be, because Mills, you were hosting it, I thought it was going to be a case that you were going to ask questions, but they were going to kind of lead back to you. So it'd be like, so Nick, tell me,
what do you think I'm great?
Makes me so good at my job.
That'd
no,
be really
it wasn't
good.
All about me.
It was sort of 50-50.
Yeah, it's a bit annoying, actually. I wanted it to be about me. No, I didn't. It was really fun. Thank you for being so
Thank
good
Thank you,
at it.
Scott.
And our boss was good as well.
He was great, Big Boss Ben.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Yeah,
God, he's great.
He knows how to talk.
Afternoon, Ben.
Right, so
now imagine you're in a nativity. That,
that was
one of his analogies, Gabe. I didn't know what he was talking about.
Oh. So let's do Real or No Real at the Academy in Norwich. Let's go.
Snoop Dogg watches Game of Thrones to learn about history because he doesn't realise that it's fictional.
Let's have that again for the people that might not have heard that. Only dogs could hear that.
Hold on. Snoop Dogg watches Game of Thrones to learn about history because he doesn't realise that it's fictional.
Now, I've got a problem in that I don't know what anyone in the UK is talking about. Or the world, actually, because it's a worldwide phenomenon. Or even the guests that have been on my show, because I've never seen Game of Thrones. No. I've had multiple Game of Thrones guests on the Radio 1 Breakfast
Show. And you always sound so convinced. It's like, well, Matt Fincham, we've got Maisie from Game of Thrones. Like, no idea who that is.
I do know who she is. I'm aware of her work. But I've never actually watched it. But Matt Fincham is a big fan, so he'd always give me the goss, basically.
Yeah.
Have you watched it, Chris Stark?
Yeah, but the problem is, if you treat that as a history lesson, you're going to have a very warped view of history.
Well, all I know is, doesn't everyone do it with each other and then kill each other?
The end.
I think so, but that might be a plot spoiler, so I wouldn't want to say.
Uh-oh. Now, do we think Snoop Dogg...
admittedly a vague plot spoiler. But also, the Starks run... Game of Thrones, do you know what I mean? Massive.
You've got Arya Stark, Chris Sansa Stark, Chris Stark.
They're all on
all the Starks.
But does Snoop Dogg watch it? What do we think?
I think that Snoop Dogg might watch a lot of television because once I saw him at Glastonbury, right? And he was in like a hippie field in a wigwam, right? Everyone was staying in these wigwams. So you were meant to go there to sort of like essentially find yourself, be at one with nature, be a bit of a hippie.
I've seen a lot of naked people in those fields.
Yeah, like naked people with beards.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg had one, and we thought, wow, Snoop's getting back to nature and, you know, wants to live outside like you were meant to at Glastonbury. But then someone was carrying in like a 40-inch screen plasma. So I'd know for a fact that when he went to Glastonbury, he just watched telly. So whether or not it was Game of Thrones, I don't know.
Well, no, because that's the thing. When you get into a series like that, you really get into it.
So he might have got into it, where it's like, I can't go because I've got to watch Game of Thrones.
This is good logic. I'm going to go real on this one.
I'm saying real.
You've got the best stories.
I saw it happen. He was playing, like, Xbox and stuff with it. So, at Glastonbury, on your Xbox.
Does he watch Game of Thrones, though, because he doesn't realise it's fictional and to learn about history?
I think... yes, because I think Snoop Dogg lives, a weird lifestyle.
Okay,
in which you think that is real.
That one is real.
That's right. Oh, Snoop.
So this came out in an interview that Snoop did with the New York Post on Saturday. He said, I watched Game of Thrones for historic reasons to try and understand what the world was like before I got her.
I love Snoop.
Yeah, same. And he's going to Norwich. Yes, Think about it. Think about it. Snoop Dogg, Norwich. Think about it.
Brilliant.
And next.
Last December, Leona Lewis made 7 different versions of her song One More Sleep available to download, one per day throughout the week before Christmas. The songs were called 7 More Sleeps, 6 More Sleeps, 5 More Sleeps, and so on.
Mm. Now, Lewis, that's a great Christmas song.
It is. But I feel like you've got a bit of inside knowledge here because you've been hanging out with her today.
I've been hanging out with her in the sense that we've played innuendo bingo together. We've spat on each other.
How was
she? But not much gossip was passed.
No.
But it's all people put on social media, isn't it, in the week leading up to Christmas. It's like, 5 more sleeps, 7 more sleeps. So it makes sense to... it could be a cash cow.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You get very excited with that song when you can play it in its truest form, which is when there's one more sleep, is
one
it?
One more sleep, yeah.
Which is the original version? One more sleep?
One more sleep.
One more sleep.
Yeah.
You get very excited when you can, you know, it's one more sleep, just so you can play that song.
I get excited when it's Christmas in a week and a day, so I can play Wrap Myself in Paper every year.
I don't know that.
How do you not know that?
It's a Scott Mills Show tradition.
Oh, I've not heard it.
Magnus Carlsen?
No.
Oh, the last 30 years it's been on.
Oh, so sorry.
Keep a note for next Christmas.
Listening.
I need to be here for that show.
It's literally been on most shows around Christmas for the last
Christmas
few years.
Is that the Christmas song that you play for the first Christmas song?
Not always.
No, okay. No. Oh, I've not heard it then.
But did Leona Lewis do 7 more sleeps, 6 more sleeps, 5 more sleeps, and so on as a download?
I'm going to say... I mean, the world of pop's a crazy world, but I'm going to say that no one sanctioned that, so no real.
I think it's a clever way of selling a single, so I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Absolutely made up. There was only one, and it was called One More Sleep. And next on Real or No Real.
When Zane Lowe left Radio 1, Twitter removed his blue verified tick.
Sassy of Twitter.
Wow. Okay.
I saw Zane Lowe when I was in LA last week.
Sure. Here's a story coming.
That's it.
Oh, is that
he's having a lovely time. He finishes work at 5. He's loving it.
Is he?
Yeah, 9 to 5.
Don't see evenings anymore.
On Instagram, he started wearing blazers.
He has. He's hanging out with Boy George in Milan. What's happened?
He's really sharpened up his act.
That's what's been happening.
Is it?
On Zane Lowe's Instagram.
Were you hanging out with Boy George?
No.
Where did you go?
No.
What did you do?
No, I mean, those were separate hangouts. It wasn't me, Zane Lowe, and Boy George.
No,
I'm saying I saw on Zane Lowe's Instagram that he was with Boy George in a blazer, and that was the most shocking thing.
think.
I know.
It used to just be in, like, trackies when he worked here.
And what did you do with Zane Lowe in the evening?
Zane Lowe, I took him to a Mexican drag show.
Sure.
You he loved it.
You are the best.
It's true.
Is it true? Is this real?
Yeah, it's, yeah that is a real. That's oh, that was going to be our no real. When we were in the pub yesterday, we were going to do one about whether I or not Zane Lowe went to a Mexican drag show.
I love that you're in the pub yesterday playing real or no real.
Here we were.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Definitely the Mexican drag show one. And we've just done
then
the
we
story
forgot,
anyway.
Didn't we?
Yeah,
yeah.
We forgot, yeah.
I'm going to say yes, because why would you have made this up? So real.
It's got to be no real.
I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Oh! So someone just made that up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We did a few minutes ago.
Okay.
No, it's still got his verified blue tick, Zane Lowe, so he's very important still. Mm-hmm. More important than ever, mm-hmm. arguably, mm-hmm. wearing a blazer. And finally,
there is a breed of frog which croaks with a Norfolk accent.
Oh, definitely real. Oh,
right? That is so good. If real, this is facto day.
Imagine
how that must sound. In fact, Mills, you're good at impressions. Do your impression of Grimmy.
He knows what my impression is.
He did it all night last night and then all this morning on my radio show.
Can I hear you two
seriously
have a conversation?
No,
Grimmy on Grimmy.
I'm really obsessed with it. And the more time I spend with you, no, it's
you get more
now.
Obsessed with it.
No, I get like,
but
more,
I'm obsessed.
I'm more good at it than that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm obsessed.
Anyway, yeah. I'm obsessed. So, real or no real, there's a breed of frog which croaks with a Norfolk accent.
Can you please make that sound for me and Chris
Stark?
Yes,
exactly, Mills. Make the noise.
The croak.
No, not on demand.
Come on.
Kind of. No, it needs to go up at the end. Right. There we are.
Wow.
This is award-winning.
I would love that to happen, and if it does happen, I want to meet that frog, and I want that frog to be here at Big Weekend.
Yeah. So what are you saying?
Does surely
the
no
frog
real.
Have a Norfolk accent?
What do you mean, main stage with a microphone?
up at the end.
God, that might be a way to introduce one of the acts,
yeah.
isn't it?
Real or no real?
Swifty might like that.
I'm going to say, oh, please be real. I'm going real.
I am saying no real.
That one is real.
That's
yes.
right.
Yes!
What do you mean it's real?
It's the northern pool frog. It's native to Norfolk. Scientists have analysed the sound of its croak and find that it does have the same low pitch and upward ending inflection, I told you, as a Norfolk accent. So if you hear one in the wild, it actually sounds like it was proper bored Norfolk. And
wow.
at the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 30, Nick got 20.
Oh.
Unlucky, Nick.
Oh.
But you had some good stories.
I did.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1 at the Academy in Norwich. Quite exciting, we've got an audience for the last half hour. Hi, audience.
Hello.
Yes. Come on.
Where are you?
Where
come
where
on.
Are you?
That's it.
Let's be having you.
Can you make it sound louder than 12 people, which is actually what it is?
Fern had it so that when she points, it all goes crazy. You haven't got that power.
That's the power of Fern Cotton, though.
Oh, well, yesterday when you were
Hi,
in
Greg.
London. Hi, by the way. Yesterday when you were in London and you went, what was that? What were you doing to the audience? You know, when they were going, oh, yes. ooh.
Ooh.
But now when you do it here, so ready, you go, oh.
Oh, it feels good.
Makes sense when you see it.
It's less weird in person. Sounded well odd on the radio.
Yeah,
really
sure.
Weird. So we've got something to pass over to you, Greg James.
Oh.
Something that's happening on the 3D printers.
Oh.
Which you may have seen.
Yes, I did just see.
Here at the Academy in Norwich. They look amazing.
Mm. So, I sneaked off. I was given access to the 3D printers here.
Sure.
Now, I don't know if you know how they work. They basically build whatever you want printed very, very gradually. So, a little bit of a layer at a time. So they can print anything, right? So, generally, they're printing little toy robots in 3D.
As you said earlier, you can put a brick in there, you could put a cup of coffee in there, and it would print it.
I just saw someone had done, I don't know if it was today, it was a Yoda. Someone had done
it's incredible.
They said 21 hours that took to print that. That's unbelievable.
So we've got some news for you. It's not going to be finished, sadly, in time for our show.
Well, I mean, last we heard, we're about an inch into the base of what I was trying to get created.
So recap what you'd said already. So you don't know what's been made.
Well, I think I do now.
Oh.
Yeah. I just walked past it.
It's
well, I saw that it's about 4 inches now.
Oh, is it?
It's slowly
it's
revealing
growing.
Itself, but I fear it may not be finished by 4, so it's a rollover.
Great.
So eventually, we might as well say what it is, eventually you will have printed in 3D your very own aubergine emoji to keep forever.
What a day to be alive.
I know. It's just the base at the moment, but it'll grow all the way up to the tip.
It's just incredible. It's sort of building itself towards the top there. Mm.
That's right.
This is the most exciting day of the Academy.
I know.
I'm worried that we're peaking on Tuesday.
I know. You've got a whole week of this.
Yeah.
How are you going to replace this?
I'm really worried.
This is great content right there.
What am I going to do when Stark goes home and doesn't make the printer do aubergines?
I know. So would anyone else like one? Because, there's
aubergines for all.
You can take hours, Mills.
You can do one a day.
Oh, you could do one a day.
Are you coming back tomorrow, everyone? Oh, yeah, they're going to be here all the time.
With the promise of an aubergine, they'll be back till Friday.
They're like resident renter crowd. They're always here.
There's about 10 printers.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so we'll be fine. You can aubergines for everyone.
we're going to mass production.
Yep. Are you all here just because it's warm, or are you actually finding out things? I always think that when I watch the right stuff or something on TV, it's like they were there yesterday.
That should be the tagline of the Academy.
Yeah. Are you here just because it's warm?
Where it begins.
I know that Fern and Grimmy did a really good chat about the day in the life of a Radio 1 DJ and how to get to be a Radio 1 DJ earlier. And I did a Q&A with Nick Grimshaw called A Day in the Life of Nick Grimshaw, which is actually quite interesting. Some great anecdotes.
What did you learn?
We learned that... Well, our boss was there and he was very good. He gave a lot of analogies about... one was about a school nativity.
Okay.
It felt quite rousing, the whole thing.
But I got loads of tweets saying that people were really interested by it. You'll be able to see it later on the Radio 1 website if you just type in R1 Academy into any search engine.
Did you say rousing or arousing?
Rousing.
Right.
Very much rousing.
Not arousing. Also, I don't know if you've seen, on the website at the moment, we've challenged Tamwar, of course, from EastEnders, to show us how to cry on demand.
I need to see this.
So... yesterday, the crew from EastEnders and some of the cast came in and they kind of shared all their secrets about what it's really like to work on a big soap like that and how you can get into that industry, or, you know, maybe you fancy yourself as a director or a scriptwriter or a producer or actor. There's loads of stuff. And just watch how Tamwar can cry on demand. It's quite incredible.
Can you cry on demand, Chris?
No, I can't. Can you, Greg?
I don't know.
You mean you're a bit of an actor?
I don't know.
Try it. Try it now. And we'll be back after Lion Babe on Radio 1. This is produced by Pharrell. Go on, think of something sad.
Let's try and get tears from you.
Get a cup.
It's not happening.
Get a cup. Drop them in. Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. For the last 3 minutes during that track, Greg James and Chris Stark were trying to cry on demand, and it really didn't work.
We got close, teary eyes, but not...
I think Chris did really well there. Do you know some actors pinch themselves in the nether regions?
I've heard that.
Through a pocket.
Yeah, they do it for their art.
They pinch themselves through a pocket, and then they get a little tear.
Is that how Tamwar does it? I've not seen the video yet.
I'm going to give it a go.
I don't think you see Tamwar reach into his pocket on the video.
Do you not?
it's on the Radio 1 website. I'll just search for R1 Academy and you'll see it.
If you watch closely on all films, you'll see before tears, there's someone they just reach into a pocket.
I've got respect, though, for actors that can do that on demand. It's like, now you're going to cry. And some people, like, they can properly sob as well. Like Ian Beale recently on the live episodes of EastEnders. Oh, what a guy.
My favourite clips in the whole world.
So good.
I've got nothing left.
It's so good.
Nothing left.
Respect. Big up, Bill.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'd like to shout out, especially here in Norwich at the Academy today, the guy that I've just seen with a T-shirt that says, yes, on the front. No, on the back. It says, yes.
Yes.
On the back.
Yes, and, yes.
And then it says, love you, bye. And on the front, he's got, it's just a potato, darling.
I've not seen the front yet. Is that really what it says?
On the front of his T-shirt.
Amazing.
It's quite funny, because he is just walking around quite sincerely.
Yeah.
I
want to find him.
Yes.
I missed the mass bingo earlier. How did it?
Because
we were doing a Q&A thing. How did it go?
Yeah, amazing. Leona Lewis was on point. Everyone was wearing Pacamax, and everyone got absolutely soaked. It was brilliant.
As we looked from this little balcony bit down on where the arena was for mass bingo, it looked like everyone had lost their minds.
Yeah.
They were all just sat there in plastic cagoules.
And Leona was getting it from all directions.
Oh, yeah.
They were all just looking so strange. They're all in a line waiting for their wetness.
It was good. We had some really, really good clips as well, like this, from Radio 2's Lisa Tarbuck.
Already good.
Oh, particularly lovely version. Big up to my wife, Annette, please. Big up, Annette. She spent the afternoon perched on top of my gentleman's lodge.
Yes. It's a great show. Also, Chris has done a very bad thing involving the hotel that we were staying in last night that rhymes with West Beston.
Well, I felt...
Did you know that? Did you notice the people in the hotel giving me really weird looks yesterday?
Not weirder than usual, the looks that you normally garner. But yeah, I suppose so. They were being a bit
overprotective, you know, kind of like a bit scared.
Okay.
And here's why, because he'd called ahead.
I called ahead because you know what Mills is like. He has certain demands. A man of his stature expects certain standards, expects certain things when he goes and stays.
Classy bird, me.
When you've been doing, you know, this business as long as he has,
yes,
you know, right. you're allowed to kick off.
That's right. And as we found out later in your show.
I feel like I represent Mills a lot of the time, so I thought I would call ahead and just make sure certain standards were met.
Right, so he told them that my Strictly... do you remember I had a code name on Strictly?
Yes.
Before they announced the lineup, I was called Salamander so that people didn't know that I was doing
this
it.
This is real,
which is ridiculous.
Way.
This is true. So he called ahead, and this is the point where we rejoin the call after he's been on hold for about 3 minutes. And what did you ask the lady to do, please, to meet my exacting standards?
So I requested that she went up to the room that Scott was staying in and dropped a sausage in the toilet, and one of her colleagues has to stand outside the door to make sure that they can't hear anything.
Because that's what the salamander wants.
You know, the salamander doesn't want people to hear him on the throne.
This is so embarrassing. Listen to this. This is, we rejoin her now as she's been back on hold. Using the sausage. Here she is.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm back again. Sorry, I kept you waiting.
That's okay.
Okay.
So basically, if it's okay, can I just request that a member of staff drops a sausage into the toilet bowl while someone else stands outside the toilets?
Yeah, I've just gone up with a general manager and it's absolutely fine. He didn't hear nothing.
It would just be really helpful just if you just use a leftover sausage from breakfast or something like that.
Yeah, it's all been done for you and no one heard anything.
Oh, you've done it?
Yeah, we've done it.
Can I trust that this really has happened?
Honestly, yes, it's all happened.
So the manager stood outside the door?
Yeah, and I dropped the sausage and he didn't hear nothing.
Good to hear.
All right, sir.
And it was a leftover sausage, wasn't it?
Of course.
Yeah, OK. Yeah. Don't want you wasting your sausages.
Oh, we wouldn't. Don't worry.
Just to check, what type of sausage was it?
A normal pork sausage, I think.
Huh? Brilliant. Okay, well, I'll pass that on to the salamander.
Okay, appreciate that.
Oh, did it float?
No, it sunk.
But in bite.
How awful is that?
No.
I must apologise to that poor lady.
That is the best. That's one of the best.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm still on the train. Those were the best bits of Tuesday's show. Join us tomorrow from 1 back on BBC Radio 1.